This is Kids from Yesterday.
Or Mohawks for Everyone.
A Bandom Twitter Notfic, written by Akamine Chan and Rena Jenkins, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG, contains the bands My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, and Panic at the Disco, with a cameo from The Hush Sound, and includes all of the band babies, and also Notfic. This podfic is in celebration of the fact that I reached my 5,000th tweet in the middle of this story. Yay? Okay, this band of family stuff is unreal. Who needs to make this shit up? I really just want a fic where, like, someone runs a family resource center, and the Ways and the Aieros and, heck, the Wences are all hanging out there, sending their kids to Bodies in Motion class and preschool yoga class every week. And Gerard and Lindsay and Frank and Jamia and Pete are all bonding together around the coffee machine, talking about how much they love being parents. Pete's a single dad, and eventually one day Mikey comes by to drop Bandit off for kids' karate, and Mikey is making hard eyes at the coffee machine, and Pete is making hard eyes at Mikey, and eventually Jiwei and Bandit scheme together to set Uncle Mikey up with Pete, even if Bronx is kind of annoying in karate class sometimes. But mostly I just want the scene where all the moms and dads talk excitedly about Miles' first tooth and Lily's rising comedic talent, and the way Bandit picks out the most creative outfits for story hour. They are the most enthusiastic about how awesome it is to be parents. And don't forget that memorable time when they all dumped the kids with Auntie Chantal and Uncle Jimmy, who said all kinds of bad words, and Auntie Chantal got all mad at him. And Uncle Steve tickled them and held Bandit upside down by her feet. And the thing is, the staffers at the FRC are all kid lovers too, or else they wouldn't be there. But usually, the average parent drops off their kid and leaves for the hour or so, not sticking around to talk about how excited they all are about things like dirty diapers. So the staff, some volunteers, some early education majors from nearby colleges, like Brendan, who teaches Bodies in Motion and is Cherry's favorite instructor in the whole center, are mostly bemused by the gathering coffee clutch every week. But hey, they can appreciate parents who actually enjoy parenting. And it's probably fun to watch the two cute guys making hard eyes at each other. Oh! Do the staffers place bets on Mikey and Pete? What kind of shenanigans do Bandit and Gerard get up to trying to matchmake? There is most certainly a betting pool. They bet on how long it's going to take to get Mikey and Pete together. And also, how long it's going to take Mikey to notice his brother and niece are matchmaking. And it's G that almost gets them caught. Bandit has a better poker face than he does. She takes after her mother. And Cherry gives Miles a mohawk, and Jamia made Frank be the one to give her the talk about how that was unacceptable behavior, except he couldn't stop beaming at her. It's because of the time Frank put them all in the bath together. He thought he was saving time, getting everyone washed up at once. But it backfired a bit by way of epic maritime bath toys battle. And then obviously they had to play hair salon in the tub. And Frank gave Lily a swirly do like an ice cream cone, and Cherry got spikes. And then Frank gave Miles a mohawk with the shampoo suds. Which was what gave Cherry the idea in the very first place. So really, Mama, it's all Daddy's fault. Jamia is not amused. Though secretly she totally is, and when she tells Frank's mom, she just laughs. Because Frank's mom has had to put up with all sorts of hair-related craziness raising Frank, and she has very little sympathy. Or surprise. But Miles' new do is a kick with the rest of the preschool yoga kids, and Spencer has to make sure no one smuggles scissors into his classroom. But Miles is my very best friend, and he has a mohawk. Is not a great thing to hear at the end of class, after all. And he really doesn't want to explain to half a dozen sets of parents why their kids all have preschool versions of mohawks. Spencer and Brendan have sworn to never mention the time Bronx explained about his dad's tattoos during sharing, And somehow he left class with Sharpie on both arms and Bandit's face. Linz just coos at Bandit at Bronx. Greta just laughs at them, because she's a grad student who volunteers at the center, and is therefore superior to the boys. The end. Author's note. So I've actually had some Ryan Ross teaching rhythm dancing classes thoughts since the story was finished, but adding them to it would be, I don't know, sort of dishonest in the spirit of the thing, because it was like I went from 4,950 to, you know, 5,006 or whatever, writing this, and I can't go back and add more. That's just like, that's like Star Wars prequels bad, okay? So, you get the story, and now I want you to think, listener of mine, about Ryan Ross teaching a rhythm dancing class with ribbons. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.